Welcome back to Horizons. These are the upcoming events from around the diocese. Today, Moivan Darkness into Light Committee is doing a tree planting ceremony after the 11:45 Mass. The tree will be planted on the entrance to Moivan Woodland Walk on Listowel Road. On Tuesday, Rockchapel Meelin Parish Pastoral Council has invited a speaker from Cuan Mirra to give a free talk on addiction in Rockchapel Community Centre at 8 p.m. Everybody is welcome to this talk. On Wednesday, the open public meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous Ardfert Group will be held at the Grove, Ardfert, at 8:30 p.m. On Thursday at 7, there will be a St. Padre Pio evening of devotion at St. Brendan's Church, Ardfert. All are welcome. Annam Cara will host an online bereavement information evening, also on Thursday, and also at 7. The guest speaker will be Breffni McGuinness, who has years of experience with children's hospice and pastoral care. For more information, see annamcara.ie. On Saturday, November Masses for the Dead will be offered in various parishes. Parishioners who have lost a loved one in the last year are invited to attend. Finally, Pope Leo has posted on X, "The preferential choice for the poor is a source of extraordinary renewal, both for the church and for society, if we can only set ourselves free of our self-centeredness and open our ears to their cry." Lisa Sandow, welcome to Horizons.
Thank you.
You're here today to talk about Onfela Ella, but before that, why don't you tell me a bit about yourself?
I'm originally from the States, and I've been living in Kerry since lockdown, and in the Killarney-Killorglin area. I have two projects going on currently. I have the Wise Wool Project with Creative Ireland, and Onfela Ella, Killorglin's Samhain Festival.
Good. So you maybe didn't intend to live in Kerry, but you got trapped here by lockdown?
Actually, it's funny. I was living in the States during part of lockdown. I had work. I was in Northern California, and there was a lot of fires. So I was kind of done with that. So I came to Ireland to be in the cold and wet.
Yeah, with our cold and wet, it's hard for all of our forests to catch fire.
Yeah.
So it seems like you're involved a lot in different kinds of creative arts projects.
Yep.
Why don't you tell me about Onfela Ella? How did you get involved with this?
So last year, there was funding available through Tourism Fáilte Ireland to start a Samhain festival. And Samhain is kind of the precursor to Halloween. Samhain is a time of the year that the seasons change, and it marks the Celtic New Year moving into kind of the winter season, where the harvest would be happening and things would be slowing down from the summer. Fáilte Ireland had released a funding, and so we just were kind of inspired to do something with the funding, because Halloween is kind of the best holiday there is. So we really wanted to take advantage of that. And Killorglin is known for its festivals. It has an amazing community, a supportive community. And it was somewhat effortless to pull something like this together. Last year was a massive success. We sold out of all of our events.
So are you one of the main driving forces behind this, or is this sort of a group effort?
Yeah, there was three of us last year that we were just sitting on the beach down at Duke's and discussing the funding that was available, and just decided to do it. Just have some crack.
I'm glad you're getting all the Irish vernacular down.
Yeah.
So Onfela Ella, the launch event was last Sunday, but it sort of more officially kicked off Friday just passed.
Mm-hmm.
So could you talk about some of the events that are coming up?
Sure. All of the events are going to be happening during this week of midterm. There's a lot of things for kids and families as the kids are out of school. It all also kind of revolves around the ancestral effigy we have at Girls Gallery, where for the last few months, people have been invited around the world to send in letters to the effigy, which is in the shape of a hare, to send messages to the other side, the other world, with the hare, which represents kind of the otherworldly messenger.
Are these confidential, or have you read some of them to get an idea?
They're definitely confidential.
Okay.
And we're probably even going to be shredding them, because on the 31st, everything goes on fire down at the fishery, right on the river. It will all burn.
I was fascinated when you told me about this. You're going to take all the messages and bring them as kind of a finale for the event at sunset, bring them down to the river as a procession, and you're going to set them ablaze.
Yeah, on the night of the 31st, right at sunset, we'll have a little procession down to the river, and they will all be set on fire. And we'll have music and dancing and depending, it's a lot of it's weather dependent.
Of course.
So if it's manageable, yeah. And then that will then lead into storytelling with Eddie Lenihan in the back of Kingston's.
I understand that there is such a big appeal for that Eddie Lenihan storytelling event that it's already sold out.
Yeah, massively. Both last year and this year, Eddie Lenihan sold out within hours of posting the tickets.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And I know you've done some other events. I was sorry I missed it, but I hear you organized a bat talk on sort of biodiversity.
Yeah, Dr. Una Neelan, she's the specialist in bats. And the name of the workshop was Bats Are Cool and Other Ways to Love Them. She highlights the necessity for bats in the ecosystem and their place.
Yeah, I understand that they provide a lot of kind of pest control with eating the insects at nighttime and moths and things.
Yeah, we all love less midges.
Yeah. Are there any other events that you're excited about coming up?
Tonight, there will be the disco at 10 Bridge Street, which is the costume ball, and people are coming from all over Ireland, and we've had some messages that people are coming from the States to attend the disco this evening. Tomorrow, there'll be a mushroom workshop on mushroom cultivation and making medicinal tinctures.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then there's kids events throughout the week. Milltown Flow Pottery Studio will be doing clay masks with kids, basket weaving, Halloween story time at the library, haunted ghost walk through Killorglin with Pook of Ogue Paranormal. And then Thursday, there's the open mic Killorglin story sessions at O'Grady's Pub, which is an open mic storytelling session of sorts, and people from the community are welcome to share their spooky stories. And then there's kids comics. There's a graphic novel workshop with Helen Mulan and how to make comic strips, and that's kind of an all ages thing. And then the effigy ceremony procession on Friday evening.
And that sort of finalizes the event. Wow, you've got a ton of stuff on. You said there's a bunch of things for kids, but just to clarify, when I hear the word disco, I generally think of a disco as like a kids dance event. But from the way you're describing it, it sounds like it's for adults dressing up sort of in flowing costumes if people are traveling for it. So that's probably not a kids event.
Yeah. So the evening, this evening, will be the Divil's Disco. And then this afternoon is the Puka Kaylee. So that'll be the family event, all ages dance event in 10 Bridge Street as well.
Okay. And is there anything else you could tell me about that mushroom event? Because we're big on biodiversity here on Horizons.
So the mushroom growing and cultivation by Teresa Ravendale Klein, she comes in and she will bring her little setups and her kit and show you how to be growing some of these more medicinal mushrooms like lion's mane and shiitake and things, and then being able to create your own medicines. That would be Monday. That's an all-day workshop. That would maybe be the longest workshop we have, other than the basket weaving with Diane.
Oh, I don't think you mentioned the basket weaving.
Yeah, the basket weaving. Diane from Sail Baskets. She's based out near Bonna Beach, and she's amazing. She's doing the Catalan platters. She had a workshop with us last year that was also very successful and had booked out almost immediately.
Oh, wow. Well, it sounds like there's tons of events on for people, so they should be getting down to Killorglin and participating.
Yeah.
So for anyone who's interested, this is already beginning. It started on Friday, but it's running until Friday coming. And if people want to find out more information, where would you suggest they go?
A lot of the information, or all of the information, is on our socials, on Fela Ella, on Instagram and Facebook, but then there's also on felaella.ie with our program and schedule.
I saw that. You got a very professional website. Well done on that.
Oh, thank you.
So, Lisa Sandow from Unfaila Ella, thank you very much for coming on Horizons.
Yeah, no bother. Thank you.
This is Cronin's Plough by Laura McCarthy.
Turning round over, he's the man with the plan and the horse. he grew many, many he crops. But times of change rearrange who grows what and not. Oh, cut your orchards, don't make hay. Take this man off his land and just grow one crop. And now the plundered plowman wields a rusted plow. His horse is weary, left idle in its stall. People fell into the hands. Oh, they were made slaves for the rest of the days of technology and the new Jupiter oil, both for soil and used poisons too. And now the plundered plowman wields a rusted plow. His horse is weary, left idle in its stall.
Thank you very much for listening to Horizons. Feel free to contact me on davidsheehan@dioceseofkerry.ie. Thank you very much to all my contributors. And as we discussed, Just a Thought for the Coming Week is by Mick Joyce. Until this time next Sunday, I hope you have a wonderful week.